وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة والسراج المنير. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين، أما بعد. يقول الله تعالى في سورة الأنعام: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. من سورة الأنعام verse 162 and 163 God says, say or say O Muhammad, truly my prayer and my service of sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the cherisher of the worlds. No partner hath he. This am I commanded, and I am the first of those who bow to his will. This ayah is tackling one of the basic beliefs and attitudes in Islam, and that is al-ikhlas, or sincerity, selflessness. The incentive for all good work should only be the compliance with Allah's orders and His pleasure, and no worldly gains or hypocrisy, ostentations, publicity, or demand for any monetary gain. So what is al-ikhlas? What is really sincerity? Scholars have tried to define that clearly for us, and they've come up with five main points. The scholars inform us that sincerity is to aim for Allah's pleasure in all that is said, all that is done, in anything you do, whether it's work, daily life, activities, even death, or anything you do at all. Any action should be aimed at Allah's pleasure. So it is to single out God in all action. And it is to forget about seeing the created and only seeing the Creator in anything that happens around us or anything that you see. And it is not to require any witness to actions but God. So if you're doing any action, you're not seeking people's attention, you're not seeking people's satisfaction, but you are seeking God's satisfaction. And you do not care whether anybody is watching or not watching. It doesn't make much difference, because your actions are all towards God. So al-ikhlas is a function of the heart, and no deed is accepted by God without it. So the motivation for any action is God's pleasure, whether these actions are worship actions, ibadat, such as prayer, such as fasting, such as giving sadaqat, or ta'at, obediences, or adiyat, which is normal daily activities. Thus the ayah that I just read says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, my prayer, وَنُسُكِي, my worship, وَمَحْيَايَ, my life, وَمَمَاتِي, my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All these should be aimed at God and God alone. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, no partner with Him. This partner should not be a human or any other power. Everything I do, my life, my death, should be directed towards God. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And this is what I've been ordered to do, and I am the first of Muslims. So this is really Islam. Islam is the submission to the will of God. Islam is the direction of all your life activities for the sake and the pleasure of God. So, how important is this? how important it is. In Surah Al-Bayyinah, it says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And they are ordained not else than to serve Allah, keeping religion pure for Him, as man by nature upright, and to establish worship, and to pay the poor's due. That is true religion. So it's defining it quite clearly. This is the true religion. In another ayah in the Quran, it says, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. Say, I have been ordained to worship God, keeping it pure for Him. Pure for Him. So, any act of worship that is not purely for the sake of God is not accepted. It is not an act of worship. In the story of Prophet Yusuf, in Surah Yusuf, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبَّهِ كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. It says, and when, with passion, did she desire him? And he would have desired her, but that he saw the evidence of his Lord, thus that we may turn away from him all evil and shameful deeds. For he was one of our servants, sincere and purified. What does this ayah teach us about ikhlas? It teaches again that sincerity can save us and protect us from evil. If we are sincere in our actions to God, if we are sincere in our life to God, He will protect us from evil. And this is quite clear in this surah here. Another advantage of sincerity or ikhlas is that it can actually help save us from Satan, Shaitan. In the Quran, God explains to us that Satan, Shaitan, has said, قَالَ رَبِّ فَانْظُرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمُ يُبْعَثُونَ قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Satan, in this conversation with God, he asks God to give him time. And he promises that he's going to try and mislead all God's creations, all human beings, except one category that he would not be able to mislead. And these are the sincere. So sincerity to God is a safeguard against the evil of Satan. Also in the Quran, God explains to us how dangerous it is to go on the other side, to be a hypocrite, which is the opposite of sincerity. In the Quran it says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this ayah, God explains that the hypocrites are going to be in the lowest part of hellfire. And nobody is going to be there to help them. Except those hypocrites who have tabu, that is, repented, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and corrected whatever ill doings they've done, وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and stuck to the words, to the way of God, وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ, and have become sincere in their beliefs. So even the hypocrites who turn to sincerity will be forgiven. Also, there is a surah that we all read in our prayers, Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. This is called Surah Al-Ikhlas. And the scholars have said that this surah is equivalent to one-third of the Quran, because fulfilling it fulfills Ikhlas. Say, He is Allah, the one and the only. That is direct worship, purpose of life, intention only to God. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ Allah the Eternal, and the absolute. So seek refuge in God in hardship. Then you know the rest of the surah. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. He has not begotten and he has not begotteth, and there is no one like him. Now, if we turn to the sunnah to try and understand how important this is. A man asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Prophet Muhammad, if a man goes to jihad for rewards and reputation, and the Prophet said, there is nothing in it for him. So he repeated the question again. A man goes to jihad. Remember, this is somebody who is going to fight for the sake of Allah, for God's purpose, and he might get killed. But his intention is reward and reputation. What is in it for him? And the Prophet says, there is nothing in it for him. So he repeated the question third time, and the Prophet answered the same thing. And he said, God only accepts deeds that are pure for him and intended for his pleasure. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلْ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا وَابْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهِ. So for any deed to be accepted by God, it has to be, number one, correct and righteous, and number two, the intention has to be sincere. So again, emphasizing the importance of sincerity. In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ فَإِنْ هَمَّ بَحَسَنَةٍ وَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنًا وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتِ إِلَى 700 ضَعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. God says that if somebody attempts or starts to make a hasana, a good deed, but he was not able to do it, it would still be written to him as a hasana. He would still be rewarded for it, even he was not able to do it, or he did not actually fulfill it. But if he does it, if he fulfills his hasana, it is going to be rewarded as 10 hasanat, or multiplies of 10, up to 700 multiplies. So you might do one good deed, one hasana, and be given the reward 700 times. So why is it? What's the difference between being rewarded 10 times or 700 times? What's going to determine how much reward you get? The grade or the level will vary according to your level of ikhlas. And it is a secret that only God knows. So when you're doing something, only you and God know how sincere you are about it. If your action is really very sincere, just for the sake of God, you will be rewarded many, many multiplies. But even if you're not, even if it's not as pure, you will still be rewarded 10 times, maybe even more. But you can be rewarded up to 700 times, depending on your level of ikhlas. So this is how important ikhlas, this is how important sincerity is. Sincerity can also save one from life's trials and tribulations. And there are several ahadith in Sunnah that explain this to us and gives us examples. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go through them, but if I can refer you to books that you can read about that. So to sum up, ikhlas, sincerity, is to single out God in all actions, to intend God's pleasure in everything in life, and to see only God, not the people, and not to seek the witness in your actions. It is a function of the heart, without which no deed is accepted. It's got great values, and to sum up the values, it is the gate to true religion, It can save from evil deeds. It can protect us from Satan, a shaitan. It is the savior from hypocrisy. It is one third of the Quran, Surah Al-Ikhlas. It is the guarantor to God's acceptance of deeds. It determines the level of righteousness. And it saves from life's trials and tribulations. So the question might be asked then, okay, fine, we all know that Ikhlas is great, it's very good, but how can you identify it? How can I identify sincerity? How do I know that I'm actually sincere or not? And again, the scholars have studied that carefully, and they've given us a few points that you can look at and examine yourself. So, look at the ease of performance of obediences to God and worship. So see, is it easy for you to get up and pray, or is it very difficult? When you get up and pray, do you feel that it's a burden, that you know you're doing it with great difficulty, or is it quite easy? Same thing in Ramadan. Is your fasting easy, or is it very difficult? The next is the enjoyment of obedience and good deeds. Test yourself. Do you enjoy giving your sadaqat? Do you enjoy it when you're helping the poor? Or do you feel that you're cutting a bit of your flesh and giving it out? If you feel that you're enjoying what you're doing because it's for God's sake, then your level of sincerity is much higher. Now, if you also ask yourself, examine yourself, is your inside feeling that all the deeds are purely for God's pleasure? Or is it for hypocrisy and showing off? The next is, are you always accusing yourself of being insincere? Are you afraid of being insincere? Because if you are, then this is a sign of sincerity. And do you feel that people's pleasure or displeasure is equal to you in whatever actions you're doing in pleasing God? And the scholars also informed us that a sincere person doesn't change when others do. So when there are changes because of